We're holding Brachot Perek Bet Mishnah Vav. We had seen that the Mishnah said that a Chatan should not read Kriyat Shema the first night he's married until Motzei Shabbat, assuming he gets married on Wednesday night. And the Mishnah had recorded that in spite of this halachic ruling, Rabbi Gamliel had read Kriyat Shema the first night that he was married. And now the Mishnayot are going to enumerate other halachot that are given, and Rabban Gamliel went against the seemingly accepted halacha. Rachatz laila rishon shemeta ishto. The first night after his wife passed away, he washed himself. And we know that in Avel, ordinarily, it's forbidden to wash himself. It's part of the mourning process. The person is supposed to not wash himself when he's in mourning. The first day, the first night, the first 7 days. And the first day, after the body is buried, the first day we say Avelut Yom Rishon, according to some opinions, is Doraita. So how did Rabbi Gamliel wash himself the first night? Amru lo talmidav lo lematanu rabbeinu she'avel asur lechotz. Students told him, Rabbi, didn't you teach us that an avel is forbidden to wash? Amar lahem, he told them, eini kishal kol adam, istanis ani, I'm not like everyone else. I'm an istanis, I'm a person who is extra sensitive, or I'm a person who is extra cold, that if I don't wash at night, I'm in pain. So the halacha forbids one to wash when it is for pleasurable purposes. But when the person is going to suffer, if he doesn't, he may wash. And this includes any reason that a person would be in pain. Sometimes people, there's a condition that people get blisters if they don't wash. There's a condition that if people have lice in their head or different types of vermin crawling in their head, so also they need to wash. So the halacha of Avelus says that a person is not allowed to wash for pleasure, but when a person is going to be pained if he doesn't wash, so then he may wash. Uchshemet Tevi Avdo, Mishnah Zayin, and when his servant Tevi passed away, kibel alav tanchumin, when people tried to give him consolation, he acted as though he was in mourning, and he accepted the consolation. Amru lo talmidav, so students asked him, lo limatanu rabbeinu, didn't you teach us a rabbi, she'en mekablin tanchumin al avadin, that one may not accept condolences on a slave, because if you accept condolences, people start thinking that he wasn't a slave, that he was a regular Jew, and then when it comes to his offspring, his children, they'll give them yichus, they'll treat them as though they come from a good family in Israel, and really, they have different yichos, and they're not allowed to marry into everyone. So, Amar Lehem, he told them, Tevi Avdik Shakun Avadim Kasher Haya. He said, my servant Tevi was the exception, because he was kasher, therefore, one could accept condolences on him. And that's why, he says, his servant was an exception, that's why he accepted condolences on him. Mishnah Chet, and we're ending the second chapter, Chatani Matzali Kot Kach Malala Rishon Kore. Even though we had said in the previous Mishnah that a chatan should not read Kriyat Shema the first night of marriage, because we say his mind isn't going to be focused, this Mishnah says if he wants to, if he feels like he will be able to focus, so then he may read Kriyat Shema the first night of marriage. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, he disagrees with that opinion, he says, Lo chol rotze litol tashem yitol. Not everyone that wants to take upon himself the name as though he is so careful with Kriyat Shema that he could focus even the first night of marriage may do so. A person has to first be in a position that everyone knows that he's so careful with mitzvot that this won't be an exceptional thing for him, because in everything else he's this careful. So if he's this careful with everything else, so then he could also read Kriyat Shema the first night. But any ordinary person who says, "Ah, I'll be able to do it, I'll be able to focus," we say, don't be a big shot, no one else could, you can't either. We said that the halacha changed, that nowadays no one has kavanah, so therefore everyone reads Kriyat Shema the first night of marriage. So if someone would not read Kriyat Shema, that's like he's saying every other night I have more kavanah than everyone else, and tonight I just can't have kavanah. So everything is reversed. Perek Gimel, third chapter.
Hine, Eli natan chapita, ish chapita.
Mam weim? Mishnah Aleph. If a person has a dead relative placed before him, meaning one of the relatives that one has to mourn over them, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, wife, if one of those relatives is placed before him for burial, so patum kriyat shema, He is patur from reading Kriyat Shema umin atfilin, from praying umin atfilin, and from donning tefillin. Because we say he should be concerned with getting the dead to be buried, and he is not allowed to remove his focus from that. It's as though he's leaving the dead and dealing with other things. So we say if he has to eat, he could eat. But he shouldn't take the time to make the blessings or to don tefillin or to pray. He's supposed to be busy with the dead. And we know how sek mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. One is busy with one mitzvah, he is patur from performing other mitzvot. And here there are two opinions. Old man, lo achshav. Here there are two opinions, whether a chatan is permitted to perform other mitzvot, or a chatan we tell him, don't perform other mitzvot, because that's considered disrespectful to the dead. You should be busy with the dead. And we basically go with the opinion that we tell the person that preferably don't perform other mitzvot. You go to the bathroom, don't make an asher yatzar. You're sitting down to eat, don't make a blessing. Eat and be focused on dealing with the dead. And if you start doing other things, we consider it disrespectful to the deceased. Nosei amita, those that are carrying the bed. So the custom used to be, and the custom still is, that everyone wants to have this great mitzvah of carrying the body. Because this is considered one of the greatest acts of chesed, of kindness. Because you know you're never going to be repaid for that. If you carry someone else's body, he's not going to carry your body. He's dead. So that's considered one of the greatest acts of kindness, to try and carry the bed of the deceased to burial. And that's why you'll see that very often people switch off all the time, because everyone wants to have that great mitzvah of helping carry the bed to burial. So therefore the Mishnah says, Nosei Amita, those that are carrying the bed, V'chilufein, and those that are going to switch off with them, they're about to take the bed. V'chilufei chilufein, and the next in line, the ones that are going to switch with them, they also want to carry the bed. Etchef ne'amita ve'etchelach al-mita, regardless if they're standing in front of the bed or after the bed, we say the rule is like this. Etchel amita tzoch ben, whoever the bed needs them, that they're going to carry the bed. Pturim, they're potter from reading Kriyat Shema, because they're busy, or they're about to be busy with a mitzvah. Ve'etche'en amita tzoch ben, and if the bed does not really need them, they're just standing and they're looking on, but they already carried the bed, or they're not up to bat, they're not going to be next to carry the bat. So then chayavin, they are obligated to read Shema. Elu ve'elu p'trin min ha'tfilah, but we say that both of them are patur from davening Shmoneh Esrei during this time, because they can't focus, and the prayer is not d'oraisa anyways. Kavu et hamet, after they buried the dead, v'chazru, and then they returned, and then the custom was, and here in Israel I think they still do this, that they'd make two rows, and the relatives would pass between the rows, and as they passed between the rows, everyone would console them. So as they're returning from the burial, im yecholin la'tchil ve'ligmor ad shlo yegiu la'shura, if a person sees it's almost time for Kriyat Shema, he's almost running out of time, so we tell him, can you read Kriyat Shema and finish reading it by the time it gets your turn in the row to console the person? So then, yatchilu, then you should begin. V'im la'av, and if they cannot finish even one parsha of Shema before they're going to be inside the road to console, lo yatchilu, they shouldn't even begin, so they won't have to stop in the middle. Hamdim bashura, those that are in the row, hapnimim, the inner ones that are going to see the relatives and they're going to console p'turin, they are potter from reading Kriyat Shema, because they're about to console, that's their mitzvah right now. Lachitzonim, and the external ones who won't see the relatives, they are chayavim, they are obligated to read Kriyat Shema. So what do we see today? We started with the exceptions that Rabbi Gamliel washed himself the first night that his wife passed away, and he explained to his students that he is an istanis, for him it would be painful if he did not wash, and our sages only forbade a person from washing for pleasure during the mourning period, but not washing that's because he's in pain. Then we saw that when his servant Tevi passed away, he accepted condolences because he said his servant was the exception, he was kasher. And the last Mishnah we saw in the second chapter said that if a chatan says, I could focus, I'm going to read Kriyat Shema the first night of marriage, he may do so. And Rabban Shimon Gamliel said, no, we don't trust anyone to walk up and say, I'm such a big tzaddik, I could do that. Not anyone who wants to could do that. Then we saw in the third chapter began with a person who has a relative who's deceased, that he's patur from Shema, prayer, tefillin, he should be busy with burying his relative. And the same is true for those who are carrying the bed and those that are going to exchange with them. Anyone that's going to service the bed of the deceased is busy with the mitzvah
and they are patur from Kriyat Shema. The same thing is true for those who are going to be in the row to console the relatives as they return from the burial. They are also busy with the mitzvah and they are patur from Kriyat Shema. Clear?
They don't have to. What was the explanation afterwards? If they stand in a row and you are able to?
If they are...
Imagine it. So you have to say it out loud, so it's a little bit...
Right. If they're on the in the point is the rows would have they'd have many rows one after the other, and only the inner row, the inner column, they'd have a column in between, they'd have a pathway in between, and then they'd have a bunch of rows. So this would honor the relatives, but the row only went that so long. So it was a few layers outward. You had a path in between, and you'd have let's say 500 people. So there were only maybe 70 people on the inside who would actually console the relatives. So the other people who are on the outside, they don't see the path. They can't see inside. They won't be able to comfort. They won't be able to say the consolation. So they're obligated to say Shema. Yeah? Yeah? Okay.
I'm not clear on how closely someone has to be involved in the burial in order for them to be...
If they're carrying the bed.
That's it.
If they're busy, yeah. Otherwise, they should stop... The Levaya, they should stop from continuing the Levaya procession and read Shema.
Aren't there other... Oh, okay. Okay. And what was the very last point in the summary?
And the last point was that after the burial, so the custom was that they'd make two rows, they'd have a path in between the crowd, and the two rows that could see into the path, so they would console the relatives as they passed through that path. They'd make a path in between the crowd, and then whoever gets to see the relatives would comfort them as they passed between the crowd. So the Mishnah says that those who could see into the path, who could comfort the relatives, they're patur from Shema, because in a second they're going to have to comfort the relatives. But those who are on the outskirts, they can't see into the pathway that goes through the crowd, they're obligated to say Shema.